This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The seemingly never-ending saga of the Bears' new stadium continues as President Kevin Warren urges Illinois lawmakers to approve a property tax deal for an Arlington Heights stadium, although its passage this fall remains unlikely. We welcome in Mark Gannis, president and co-founder, Sports Corp. Limited in Chicago. Mark, thank you for joining us today, but at the very least, it seems like the Bears have finally picked a lane. And that lane is gets you to exit Route 53 at Euclid to get you to the former Arlington Park racetrack property, where if things go right for the Bears in Springfield, President Kevin Warren says they can break ground later this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob. That site is the only one that has made sense for a long, long time. And it's good that the Bears are publicly identifying that is their singular focus. That helps. That helps everybody. Meaning that once you know that that's the one site, everybody can just be focused on that. Now, as far as what's going on in Springfield, there are some realities here. It is unusual for a team to pay the entirety of building a new stadium, $3-4 billion. The Bears have said they will pay the entirety of it. That's a real plus for Chicago. A real plus for the Chicago area, for Cook County, for Illinois. What they're looking for is very reasonable. Now, reasonable in the context of politics is sometimes a very different analysis these days. And that's part of where the issue is. What the Bears are asking for is property tax certainty and some infrastructure, and they'll pay for everything else. That, in an ordinary course of business, doing business with a city or a state or a county, it would you know, people would be jumping up and down and say, my God, yes, we'll take that deal. How quickly can we sign? Politics is rather toxic these days, and there's still some of the Chicago delegation in Springfield who are really being very myopic, very parochial in their approach to this, and that's sad to see.
And this property tax legislation that is under consideration in Springfield, that could be taken up later this year, would freeze property taxes around the stadium and then allow the team to negotiate their property tax rate with Arlington Heights. And this is this legislation is not for the Bears. This is called a mega development deal that could really be for any large development. It could be a stadium. It could be anything else. And if this were to go through, how transformative could this be not only for the Bears, but for other teams that want to build a sports facility in the Chicago area?
Well, certainly it could be helpful for the White Sox staying in the area to build a new stadium for them. And it would be helpful for the Fire, who've already said that they'll put over $600 million into building their new stadium down at the at 78. But this should not be looked at. This legislation should not be looked at as a sports facility piece of legislation. The intent of this legislation is to cause there to be some new development in Illinois. We've had problems in our state. We're losing a lot of businesses. We're losing a lot of jobs. We're losing a lot of development here, and we're losing a lot of people. Now, whether this is the right approach or not to springboard development in the state, that's for minds greater than mine to determine. Would it be helpful for the Bears to go forward? Sure, of course it would be. Are there other ways for the Bears project to go forward? Of course there are, to get the property tax certainty and infrastructure money. But this vehicle seems to be one that has some interest that is for more than just one project. And maybe that's the better way to go about this. Maybe the state of Illinois, Springfield people need to think of this as something much bigger than just one project for the Bears, and think of it as what is good for the state of Illinois to help increase employment and help get more business to come to the state. And I believe that's the intent of this mega projects legislation.
Mark Gannis, president and co-founder, Sports Corp. Limited in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today and lending your insight on this latest chapter of the Bears Stadium saga. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday, and still to come, our Monday Stock Picker.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.